elsewhere to try to round up 10 followers named in a federal complaint. Conservative commentator Lou Dobbs has become the target of a potentially deadly attack. Here's our correspondent John Russell.
While the political establishment and their old media allies have been trying to paint the citizen protest movement as a source of potential violence, real violence has come to the home of a popular conservative commentator. Lou Dobbs is reporting that gunshots were fired into his home, missing his wife by 15 feet. Dobbs has been the object of hatred for many on the radical left, primarily for his opposition to illegal immigration. Speaking of one of his most strident critics, Geraldo Rivera, Dobbs had this to say, "My wife has now been and I have been shot at. My house has been shot at and hit. An investigation continues. I have bodyguards now, and you know what? I'm not in the mood to put up with little fools like Geraldo Rivera."
A snowstorm that's refusing to move along is causing travel headaches in Colorado and the Western Plains, with airlines canceling hundreds of flights because of drifting snow and high winds. Up to a foot of snow is expected today at Denver International Airport, where two runways have been closed. United Airlines canceled about half its flights there. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
And picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Joel Skousen of the World Affairs Brief. Hi, Joel. How are you doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. Good to be with you. I hope our connection stays intact this time. We had trouble last week.
Oh, well, that's just part and parcel of doing talk radio. But you go right ahead. Tell us what the stories are that you think are the most important this week.
Well, there's quite a few on the docket for tomorrow's World Affairs Brief. In fact, I wasn't able to get them all in. I'm going to have a special addendum as well. But the first major story, of course, is Obama's issuing an emergency declaration. The technical issue, you know, on the swine flu. The technical issue behind the dramatic and false, in my opinion, declaration of a national emergency was to facilitate Medicare repayments to doctors and hospitals, which is really no big deal. But the actual intention and effect was to add one more straw to the pile of fear the government and media is piling on everyone to take the swine flu vaccine. You know, you can't get through a single news story without being pummeled with more propaganda on the virtues of getting the vaccine. They're even peddling the claims of vaccine shortage to make people clamor for it. You know, people unfortunately are going like sheep to the slaughter on this, at least the uninformed. And if that's the case, heaven help us when we have a real crisis. But, you know, the real story, as you know, is otherwise, I know that you're one of the major people in the forefront of this story. The vast majority of Americans are evading the shot. That's the real reason for the government pumping up fear with an emergency proclamation. Occasionally you hear of someone with swine flu, but it's still relatively mild and can be overcome without hospital intervention. I think the powers that be have clearly gotten the reputation of falsely calling for the sky is falling, and most rightly think the problem is overblown. In fact, the figures being presented by government are outright deception. Obama claimed that the swine flu is more widespread now than it's ever been. And of course, that's easy to fulfill. Even if it starts from one case and goes to 10, it's more widespread than it's ever been. But health authorities say almost 100 children have died from the flu, and worldwide they're claiming 5,000 people have died from the swine flu, which is a magic number leap that, you know, just a year ago was only 700 and something, and there hasn't been, you know, any major increase. So somebody's fudging the numbers. Of course, you know, since most countries, he claims, have stopped counting individual swine flu cases, the figure, he says, is considerably underestimated. Well, that's easy to say when you stop counting and you never did do specific testing on the vast majority of people they claim died from the swine flu. As Dr. Joseph Mercola writes this week, in a three-month-long investigation by CBS News, including state-by-state test results, they revealed some very different facts. This CBS study found that the swine flu cases are not as prevalent as feared. If you've been diagnosed as, quote, probable or presumed having the swine flu in recent months, you may be surprised to know this. The odds are you didn't ever have the swine flu. In fact, you probably didn't have the flu at all. Obviously, there's a major contradiction, so who's right? Well, the CBS reports that in July 2009, just a few months ago, the CDC advised states to stop testing for swine flu. I mean, I find that very, very interesting that they would actually issue an advisory saying stop testing. Don't waste your efforts on documenting this. And then they used the lack of information to claim that there's an epidemic. So just like everyone who visited their physician with flu-like symptoms since late July has been assumed to have the swine flu, there's been no testing done or very little at all. So it's also interesting that in Finland they actually removed the swine flu from the list of diseases being considered dangerous to the public health. In Latin America as well, the southern hemisphere, which just finished their flu season, they found it was not as bad as expected. So something's wrong with this picture. Well, in reality, CBS News claims that the CDC refused to give them the information they wanted, so they had to go to the states for state-by-state test results. And that's where they found this huge discrepancy. In a graph that they showed in their presentation, not only are most cases of suspected flu-like illnesses not swine flu, they're not even flu, but more likely some type of cold or upper respiratory infection. Most states showed 1 to 2% swine flu, 5 to 10% regular flu, and 85 to 90% colds, upper respiratory symptoms, not the flu. Isn't that incredible, Dr. Stan?
Oh, it really is. And I mean, it's one of the greatest frauds ever perpetrated. And we know, for instance, that in the eastern part of our country, New York, Boston, even according to the New York Times, people are not showing up at the public health clinics because not so many people are getting sick. And yet, of course, you find this, you know, in the New York Times, and then you see the CDC coming up with the totally fraudulent things, statistics aimed at frightening the people and panicking the people and scaring the people. And then they say, don't be frightened. Don't be a panic, you know, just smile and roll up your sleeve. And then they show the person, you know, smiling as they get their flu shot without ever realizing it contains a toxic dose of mercury. And they're going to give our little children, 6 months of age, the same amount of mercury, not one, but four shots, two of the regular flu and two of the season of the swine flu. Four shots in 21 days, they know that's going to damage their minds. We've got the statistics that show the CDC knows the toxic effect of thimerosal. Why would they give the same amount to a six-month-old child that they would to a 250-pound adult unless they wanted to damage our children?
It's just criminal, Dr. Stan. And in effect, you know, we have information that they even didn't put the squalene and the mercury in the test vaccines that they were using to test people so that they show the least reaction possible to it. And but, of course, it's being put back in the stuff that's going to to people. So
I would simply point out, I don't believe there's squalene in the American vaccine, but there is, of course, squalene in the European vaccine, and this is much more reactive, and I'm sure you read the article about the members of the German, I guess it was the, the German cabinet who took the shot publicly, and then they learned out, found out it wasn't the same vaccine they're giving to the public, it was the vaccine they're giving here in the United States, which all know what not ideal, is nowhere near as dangerous as the vaccine that they're giving in Europe, because one squalene shot can turn on your immune system and you could develop autoimmune disease and your whole life would be destroyed.
Well, the bottom line is nobody knows what's in these shots. You know, they have changed their story so many times about mercury not being in it, and then it shows up in it, the squalene not being in it, and it shows up in it. I don't trust anything the CDC or any of the vaccine manufacturers, what they say.
I think that's the best way to go. If you don't trust them, you know why, you'll never be surprised. That's what you find out.
Well, you know, it's very interesting on the healthcare mandate, which is my next subject, that when CNS News asked House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last Thursday where the Constitution authorized Congress to order Americans to buy health insurance, a mandate included in both the health and Senate versions of the bill, Pelosi simply dismissed the question, irritated and frantic, saying, "Are you serious? Are you serious? Meaning, how dare you ask me this question?" That's all she would ask. She wouldn't even answer the question. Pelosi's press secretary later responded to a written follow-up question by the news emailing them a response saying the constitutionality of the health insurance reform argues that Congress derives its authority from the constitutional power to regulate interstate commerce, that old catch-all phrase.
Well, that was not what it meant, and they know that. These people hate the Constitution. They have another agenda. One day we'll find out what it is. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the Internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, I guess, to Chris's Joel Skousen. And Joel, you pick up the story.
Well, we're talking about Nancy Pelosi's refusal to address the issue of whether or not it was constitutional, mandating people to, and of course it isn't, that they must have health reform. But it's interesting that one promoter of health reform on this week's Jim Lehrer NewsHour finally admitted that the real purpose of mandatory participation was to get healthy people to help foot the bill for those that have abused their health. In other words, they want more healthy people in the system to help lower the cost for the mandate to bring in the people with chronic diseases into the system, which would normally bankrupt the health insurers because they're not allowed to raise their rates, so they have to accept them. But the expert also admitted that Democrats are having a hard time convincing themselves that people too well off to qualify for a government subsidy, that is, those over making over $55,000 a year, are going to be able to come up with the extra cash of $5,000 to $8,000 a year, estimated annual health insurance premiums that the new law will mandate. Now, that kind of extortion, making them come up with that money and pay it to the government, will simply take huge chunks out of their normal spending and deeply impact the economy in a very negative way. This is a classic example of just like something that happened when gas prices went up, when people suddenly had to take almost 50% more of their disposable income and apply it to commuting with gas prices, then all of a sudden the rest of the economy started to shrink because they stopped spending money, had less money to spend on their normal spending patterns. And when you take $5,000 to $8,000 out of most middle-class people's income and apply it to the government instead of normal spending, it's going to impact the economy very, very negatively.
Well, I'm very, very concerned about this. I'm concerned about the fact that an awful lot of doctors are just going to quit. They did not go to medical school to get into a system designed to restrict access to health care and their patients. And I think that a lot of the older doctors are just going to hang up their stethoscope. Then there are going to be shortages of physicians. And then, of course, the government will start training more doctors. And everything the government's going to do is going to make issues worse, and you're going to get up with more people who care less about the patient. The patient will be at the bottom of the line. The doctor will be in a position where if he gives quality health care, he's got to be punished by the government because it's costing too much. President Obama said, the only way I can bring federal spending under control is to control Medicare spending, and he's absolutely right because it's a Ponzi scheme. But the only way he can, of course, get Medicare spending under control is to restrict access to care, set up his death panels and start killing off the elderly, saying, why should we provide care? They're going to die anyway. They're 80 years old. We're just not going to do the emergency surgery that would save their lives. And that becomes the standard of practice. And any doctor who violates that will be severely punished. So we're open to a can of worms, and those worms aren't going back in the bottle.
That's right. As I pointed out in last week's World Affairs Brief, mandatory participation will guarantee that anything the Congress passes will eventually turn into a state-mandated single-payer system. And the logic for that is simple. When you refuse to allow people a chance to opt out, the only demand that can be satisfied is to go back to Congress to have more government intervention. And eventually, as cost push shoves more and more insurance companies out of the business and they have an inability to, when they start to restrict service on that, people are going to go back to Congress to fix this. And the only way they're going to fix that is to drive people towards a, quote, always be the promise of cheaper government system that, in fact, will be a greater mess all of the time. I mean, if we had the opt-out position, our Social Security would have died a death long ago. So all of these systems, you know, we really shoot ourselves in the foot by not allowing people a chance to opt out of these things. Next topic is how Tim Geithner secretly bailed out Wall Street. Now, while this isn't news to my readers of the World Affairs Brief, it is a confirmation of my extensive analysis throughout the crisis last fall. Henry Blodgett gets it mostly right, but still shies away from exposing the wider outright conspiracy that exists between the U.S. Treasury and the Federal Reserve. He writes that when historians finally finish sorting through the appalling decisions that have been made in the past 2 years, this one will probably be at the top of the heap. Last year, as AIG began to realize how screwed it was, it started negotiating with the counterparties to all the credit default swaps it had written. One of the goals was to persuade these counterparties to accept buyout discounts as much as 40 cents on the dollar. But then Tim Geithner, head of the New York Fed, stepped in, and in a few weeks, the counterparties, all of whom had voluntarily done business with AIG and understood the risks, were bailed out at par, 100 cents on the dollar. Now, in fact, what he's missing is that was not all. That is, everybody didn't get bailed out at 100 cents on the dollar, only the larger insider banks and institutions, both here and abroad. Thus began, he says, the most nauseating giveaway in the history of the country. He focuses on a Bloomberg news story, which said that Geithner's team had circulated a draft term sheet outlining how the New York Fed wanted to deal with the swaps. They circulated this term sheet before the actual step they stepped in to bail out AIG. Part of a sentence in the document was crossed out. It contained a blank space that was intended to show the amount of the haircut banks would take, meaning the losses that they would take according to people who saw the term sheet. After less than a week of private negotiations with the banks, the New York Fed instructed AIG to simply pay the banks at par, 100 cents on the dollar. The content of the deliberations, of course, and naming who would get paid and who wouldn't, has never been made public. The New York Fed's decision to pay the banks in full cost AIG and thus the American taxpayers at least $13 billion. That's 40% of the $32 billion AIG paid to retire the swaps. And, of course, under the agreement, the government and its taxpayers became owners of these swaps, whose face value was $62 billion, and for which AIG paid only a market price of $29.6 billion. So this was just a very, very crafty thing that took place. It's still not been aired in public exactly how this hit, but of course once this accusation by Bloomberg hit the streets, the Washington Post dutifully explained the Federal Reserve's reason for giving banks, or favored banks anyway, 100 cents on the dollar. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York, they said Tuesday, said it had no choice but to instruct AIG to reimburse the full amount, a move that ended months of efforts by the insurance giant to negotiate lower payments. Fed officials offered the explanation, saying that officials at AIG had lost its leverage in demanding a better deal for the company once they had been saved by bankruptcy. Now, this is incredible that a large national newspaper like the Washington Post would publish such a fossil, explanation by Tim Geithner that is just false on its front. It's circular reasoning. It's saying they couldn't negotiate because we agreed to come in and bail them out. Well, which comes first, the chicken or the egg, the bailout or the negotiation?
Well, I think that it's very obvious that Tim Geithner is part of this power elite, and he was simply bailing out his friends in the power elite. And until we get rid of this cronyism, until we have men of integrity, until we have men who fear God, why, nothing's going to change. We'll be right back here at Genesis.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess this afternoon, Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, I'd like you to go ahead and get your website out there so people could get a copy of your publication and hopefully subscribe to it.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. My publication is the World Affairs Brief. It's a weekly news analysis service by subscription, and people can get a free sample newsletter by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And if they forget how to do that, they can go to the website, and it tells them on the front page of worldaffairsbrief.com how to do that.
All right, fine. And I recommend it to you. Fascinating commentary, fascinating information. And be sure to go to Joel's website at World Affairs Brief. I go there every day as soon as I finish my emails to keep abreast of what's really going on. Pick up the story there, Joel.
Well, you know, it's no wonder that a backlash is building in Congress against the Obama administration's new regulatory plan. It's really a cover for making bailouts secret and permanent. Reuters reports that both Democrats and Republicans broadly criticized the strategy at a public hearing chaired by Bonnie Frank. The bill we're considering today said we're merely institutionalizing too big to fail, said Republican Representative Jeb Hensarling, referring to a perception that financial giants could count on government bailouts after the large-scale taxpayer dole was given last year. And Democratic Representative Brant Sherman said the Obama plan would provide permanent, unlimited bailout authority. He said it would give unprecedented power for the executives to decide spending and taxes without congressional approval, and depending on the desires of the executive branch, provide the greatest transfer of money from the Treasury to Wall Street in U.S. history. Indeed, it will. Well, the big question is the stimulus working? Well, yes and no. Yes, in a temporary, artificial way, but no in the long run. Direct injections of cash to buyers, as in the Cash for Clunkers program, worked well until the money ran out, and then car sales turned absolutely flat. The same with reverse tax payments, like the inflationary rebate last year, as Timothy Hoffman, writing for Bloomberg, said Americans flocked into auto showrooms and real estate offices last quarter to take advantage of government programs like Cash for Clunkers and tax credit for first-time home buyers. But now even new home sales have dropped again, so it proves that the limitations on the previous home buying incentives quickly exhausted the eligible groups, and Congress now is inevitably looking to broaden the program for everyone. But one of the problems created by past incentives is that there were plenty of ineligible applications filed for home rebates, but now the IRS is being forced to audit manually all tax returns claiming the $8,000 federal housing buy credit, causing long delays. The real stimulus is concentrating on the speculative markets fired up by the carry trade in dollars. You know, a carry trade is created when one government offers below-market cheap rates for borrowing currency, as Japan did during their decades-long recession. And the money can be invested elsewhere, meaning that's where the name carry trade, it's been carried from one country to another. And now it's the dollar denominating the carry trade. Insiders can borrow at the Fed for almost 0% interest and invest them in other nations, invest the dollars in other nations where money yields a positive interest rate or capital gains, and they pocket the difference. Now, that's how the biggest U.S. banks showed such massive profits less than a year after government subsidies. They were using the carry trade to, in essence, get an automatic income outside the United States. They weren't investing in this country, Dr. Stan, which was supposedly the whole purpose of the bailout. Even countries like Brazil are having such an inflationary influx of dollars in the carry trade that the government just slapped a tax on foreign investors to allow the government to get an increased share of the carry trade. They enacted a 2% tax on all foreign purchases, security stocks, and commodities effective immediately. So that's what's happening on the economic front. Fundamentals are not showing signs of any change, only the speculative economy.
And I think the most amazing thing is they're trying to get us to believe that there's a recovery, but it's a jobless recovery. There are no new jobs, obviously. There are no, very few, if any, new businesses. Our manufacturing continues going overseas. And, of course, all this talk about recovery is just talk. But the truth of the matter is, people are still losing their homes. More and more people are losing their jobs. And if you honestly believe that we are in a jobless recovery, why, you're incredibly optimistic and gullible.
Well, my next story, Dr. Stan, is on Afghan corruption. Karzai's brother in the CIA. As everyone probably knows by now, a New York Times article came out and made the accusation that Hamid Karzai's brother, Ahmed Wali Karzai, has been taking money from the CIA and is involved in the Afghan drug trade. Well, I mentioned this several weeks ago in the World Affairs Brief, but of course when the New York Times makes the same accusation, the story suddenly has traction. Spencer Ackerman commented on the New York Times story and said the tale of the CIA's payment to Ahmed Wali Karzai seems less a story about corruption than it does a story about the insurgency. Actually, in my opinion, it's both. He then quotes Gretchen Peters, author of the recent book about the drug trade in Afghanistan and its effects on the insurgency. He said it's been widely speculated that Karzai, the brother of President Hamid Karzai, is deep into the drug trade. I interviewed the Afghan ambassador to the United States about it in 2007. Peters told me there's no question. I've been shown intelligence reports indicating he's working for a major drug trafficker connected to the Taliban and al-Qaeda, she said. That would be, of course, Haj Yuma Khan, the Pablo Escobar of South Asia, whom Peters described as moving up to $1 billion worth of opiates annually. Now, you can check the indictment on the New York court list. The indictment claims that Khan repeatedly kicks money up to the Taliban, and on several occasions the Taliban pulls off renewed attacks. He's not sure how strong the connection is there, but certainly there is some connection. What's the relationship between the two, he asked. Well, you're not going to catch Ahmed Karzai with large quantities of opium in his SUV. He's believed by law enforcement officials to be a facilitator of the drug trade. How that happens, of course, is that you get drug proceeds into the pockets of politicians like his brother, financing his reelection campaign. And he's also in a position to point, sympathetic characters who look the other way about the drug trade. Of course, they have to be bought off at each stage of the process, whether it's shipments moving down the highway, the police have to look the other way, checkpoints are not going to stop this car or that, customs agents are not going to search that shipment. Brother Karzai is a person who makes these relationships happen. And as I point out, though, and repeat, each of these participants all the way down the chain have to be bought off, and that's why it takes money. Now, related to the CIA payments, the reason that the CIA allows Karzai's brother to take a good portion of the drug trade is that they then don't have to make payments directly through under the table. And if they get caught, it gives them a lot of plausible deniability if the money comes from other sources that the CIA isn't directly attached to. The CIA has run the drug trade in the world ever since the Vietnam War, except for this area of South Asia, and that's one of the reasons for invading Afghanistan was to get control of that drug trade.
And that, Joel, is one of the hardest things for the average American to believe, but I believe it. The CIA is the largest drug trafficker in the world today. We'll be right back with Joel Skousen to wrap up this afternoon's program here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at valleyviewemus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit valleyviewemus.com. That's Valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest is Christy Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief on the last segment of this afternoon's program. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, I was saying we're talking about President Karzai of Afghanistan. His brother has long been involved in the drug trade, and this is how the CIA channels money to not only politicians to buy them off and to keep them loyal to President Karzai, but also is their way of greasing the skids for the continued use of the drug trade to finance U.S. black operations. Ever since the Vietnam War, the CIA has developed drug trades around the world to finance black operations so that they can be kept secret from Congress. You know, it's one of the things that's strange about this story, of course, is the New York Times is a premier one of the premier controlled newspapers, and this story wouldn't have been have seen the light of day unless the powers that be permitted it or wanted it revealed. Thus, underlying this revelation is yet another agenda that's not totally clear at the moment. Sometimes these stories are allowed to surface so that they can be falsely debunked, giving Karzai and his corrupt family renewed acceptance in the public's eye. Sometimes they're allowed to surface when the powers that be want to take somebody down, as they did with Manuel Noriega, president of Panama, who was running the CIA drug pipeline in Panama back in the 80s. Noriega was found taking taking a much bigger cut of the drug profits than he was authorized, and he was arrested for the very drug crimes he was fronting for on behalf of the CIA. And, of course, they tainted the judge and made sure that Noriega, when he presented proof that he was working for the CIA, that it wouldn't be accepted in the court. And they ended up sending him to jail where he resides today. So I don't know the exact reason why they are allowing this story to come out about Karzai's brother. But in any case, we'll have to look to the future to understand what the powers that be are up to. Clearly, they're not intending to stop their promotion and protection of the drug trade. In fact, NATO authorities are even involved in this. There was a story, Robert Baer talked about the fact that NATO has been buying off the drug trade kingpins for years to make sure that gasoline trucks are allowed to run through the mountain passes from Pakistan to deliver gasoline to U.S. troops. The payoffs have been huge. In neighboring Pakistan, of course, the hatred is building there against the ruling government. It's in its relationship with the U.S. after the latest deadly bombing in Peshawar. It left 105 dead and hundreds of wounded. Once again, I suspect agent provocateurs again. It's unlike the fundamentalist Muslims to do bombing on their own people. This oftentimes are agent provocateurs run by, our own terrorists, as the U.S. calls them, trying to continue to destabilize things to justify continued intervention. Of course, this was timed specifically to highlight Secretary of State Clinton's visit to Pakistan. She'd rushed there to engage in another diplomatic offensive against the growing backlash against America, only to be met with yet another terrorist bombing. You know, the perception of U.S. arm twisting and control within the ruling government was the overriding concern of Pakistani journalists that kept her on the defensive during her press conference. The controversial $10 billion aid package with its many strings attached would not go away. Her only retort was, you don't have to take the money. But that rang hollow since the declining economy and heavy outlays within Pakistan for the U.S.-pressured military attacks on the Taliban-controlled areas guarantee that Pakistan is going to be short of money and have to take U.S. assistance. As with Iraq, Afghanistan, and Iran, somebody wants this whole region to stay in a constant state of war and instability. And that's why I suspect, we're having these problems.
I fear that you're right, and I fear that down the line it's going to result in the massive expansion of the war in that area. I think an awful lot of American boys, good American boys who sincerely believe they're fighting for America, are going to perish there. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm sure that Obama soon is going to come out with a, quote, agonizing announcement that after agonizing over this for many months, I've decided to increase troop strengths in Afghanistan, and it is going to be wasted. They're having to transport everyone by helicopters because they simply cannot and do not control the roads. It's very expensive. They don't have enough helicopters. And black operations, of course, take the majority of the helicopters, leaving very little for the other people to operate. Well, in one more final story, there's another more falsified Obama foreign birth proofs. As you know, the Internet continues to be flooded with falsified stories of proof that Obama was born in Kenya. Now, he was born there, and that's the real reason for these efforts by agent provocateurs to get the truth discredited. People on our side who know that Obama wasn't born and believe the evidence that he wasn't born in Hawaii, that his mother simply falsely certified to Hawaii officials that he was born there, and that's easy to do. No proof is required in Hawaii. But no one on our side would falsify proof that Obama was born because there are court cases needing evidence, and it would have to stand up in court. And if you just falsify something, it's going to give the movement a bad name, and that's apparently the real purpose. Now, the first example was an archived copy of the Kenyan Sunday Standard newspaper that is still visible on the web, stating that, quote, claiming to quote from an AP story, that Kenyan-born U.S. Senate hopeful Barack Obama appears set to take over the Illinois Senate seat of his main rival, Jack Ryan, who dropped out in a furor over lurid sex club allegations. Well, in fact, the actual AP story is the same words, except it does not start with Kenyan-born. It just says U.S. Senate hopeful Barack Obama, and they even misspell his name. Well, this, in fact, wasn't an agent provocateur that did this story. This was simply someone in Kenya working for the newspaper who embellished the AP report, probably to add Kenyan bragging rights to their native son who was born in Kenya and who is now a senator, U.S. senator. Thus, while the sloppy journalist was not the perpetrator of the posting to the U.S. Internet of this story, someone on the Internet found that in the archives, and that someone who did post it either didn't do his homework or was taking advantage of an error to discredit the birthers as a conspiracy group. Now, the next case that I'm going to cite is even more enticing, but manufactured out of whole cloth, clearly the work of an agent provocateur out to discredit the birther movement. This report cites the transcript for one of the three public debates between Obama and challenger Alan Keyes, in which Alan Keyes supposedly faulted Obama for not being a, quote, natural-born citizen. Obama is supposed to have retorted, "So what? I'm running for the Illinois Senate, not the presidency," proving that he knew that he wasn't eligible for the office of the president. Now, this was too good to be true. I was fooled for a while, Stan, not thinking that anyone would be so brazen as to put this out with Alan Keyes still alive and well and able to dispute it. In fact, when someone asked Keyes about it, he didn't directly dispute it, he just said he had no recollection of it, which is strange, you know, after being in a debate and Alan Keyes having done a legal challenge against Barack Obama certainly would have remembered it had it occurred. Well, I have now checked the three transcripts of the debate, and it's not there. So this is, in fact, a total fraud. Too good to be true.
They are just masters of deceit. Well, we're going to have to let you go because we're out of time. Maybe we can pick that up next time we talk. But God bless. We'll be talking to you tomorrow morning.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoy Joel Skousen as much as I do. And this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is a primarily listener-supported. And then, of course, if you'd like to help us, one of the things you can do is get weapons. Now, I'm not talking about pistols or rifles or hand grenades or something foolish. I'm talking about a weapon that will help to convince people what's really going on. I don't know a better weapon than my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And you can get, we're going to do a reprinting, you can get 60 copies for $149.95. That's, you're paying about $250 plus shipping for a book that ordinarily retails at $12.95. And if you can get people to read it, it will change many people's lives because suddenly they begin to understand the spiritual aspect of the struggle. Of course, this is pre-publication. You won't get the books until they're printed. But if you simply call in, give your Visa or MasterCard number or send us a check, you'll have to send probably $25 for shipping, and if it doesn't cost that much, you're able to refund it to you. But suddenly what we need to do is get these orders in, and the orders are beginning to come in. We're really pleased with that. And then, of course, we will send you the books as soon as they are in print. But we need to get the book in print. We need to have weapons, and this is an excellent weapon because it explains what's going on and that hidden force that Dan Brown writes about in his book, The Lost Symbol. Only Dan Brown's not about to tell you what that force is. There is a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years, and we tell you what it is. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can listen on the Internet 9 hours a day. We'll be right back.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. And it's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of Dr. Catherine Albrecht, who has her Ph.D. from Harvard University, and she writes extensively and has written books and lectures on RFID. Identification. And believe me, there's an organized effort in preparation for the establishment of an Orwellian state to have everybody in the United States have a number and be able to be tracked. And they're setting up their banks of cameras all across the country so they can monitor you and they can watch you. And certainly they're setting up a system of informers across the country to spy on the American people and to report anything that's unusual. We know that they are trying to get everybody to have an identification card. Certainly those identification cards will have an RFID chip in them. Your passports, if you have a passport and you have to have one either to go into Canada and Mexico, we never used to, but we do now because of the threat of that wicked Osama bin Laden who's sitting over there in a cave somewhere in Pakistan, plotting on how he's going to take away our freedom, and that's why the government has to take away our freedom, because if the government doesn't take away the freedom, certainly Osama bin Laden will do that. And so they want a tracking on everybody. They're collecting dossiers on every American citizen. We have Echelon, Project Echelon, monitoring all of your telephone calls, monitoring certainly everything you put into a fax, everything you have in an email. And how do they do that? With banks and banks and banks of computers through the National Security Agency, also known as NSA, also known as No Such Agency, the largest intelligence agency in our country. And while we focus our attention on the wicked CIA, why, of course, we never talk about the largest agency that is monitoring not only everything going on in the United States, every telephone call in the United States, but throughout the world. And the fact that you don't hear about this, well, it simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. But you don't have to take my word. Go up on the Internet and look up Project Echelon, or E-C-H-E-L-O-N. E-C-H-E-L-O-N, and certainly that's how they do it. And get the writings of James Bamford, B-A-M-F-O-R-D. He's written extensively about this. You need to get the information. You need to know what's going on. And apparently our guest is not going to be available. So give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295, because we'll want to hear from you. It's going to be open line on Wednesday afternoon. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, certainly they have a system of in our cars now called global positioning systems, a GPS. And of course, if you have a GPS system in your car, oh, it's so convenient. It'll tell you exactly where you're going, but you also have to understand that it's also tracking everything you do. They know exactly where you go. Many people have these systems on their car so that whenever they go through a toll gate, why, they won't have to pay. They'll just do it electronically. The cell phones have been rigged, and many of them can track you, that they can listen to your cell phone conversations and track your position. But they also have special software they put into the cell phones. So
this is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired, your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutraMedical.com. Anti-Age Max uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-Age Max with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-Age Max. Dr. Bill's Anti-Age Max is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost,
online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996, RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
This is Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and it's going to be open line Wednesday afternoon. We're going to have an open line program again this evening. Well, I'll have something a little bit more prepared, but this afternoon we're just talking. And we'd love to talk to you. Our number is 1-888.